AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. My On the Edge challenge question tonight is business, church, state. What can we do? Can we work together? Is that a possibility? First of all, I want to do as usual. I want to thank my listeners tuning in. You can listen live online at www.kdow.biz if you're in your car. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your listening ship. Also, we want to thank our sponsors, Fix My Score. We appreciate you. If you need your credit report reviewed, www.fixmyscore.org. I want to talk about a grant writing workshop that I did this week. I did a couple of workshops, and usually at the end of a workshop, you get these end of the class discussions, questions. And last night I had a young man, and his name was Carmen, and he's really feisty. In fact, it might be even interesting to have him on the show. But we were discussing my view on whether or not our government, you've heard me talk about our government, our Congress and Obama not being able to really come together in working together on a solution for our local economy, our state economy, our national economy, and now we're hearing more concerns about going into another recession. The other side of that, what they heard me talk about in the class last night is what we can do as individual business owners, self-employed, small businesses, I would even say mid-sized businesses, or those that are entrepreneurs who want to start to do something and to try to shift your economy right where you're at. And because I was talking about these two different dynamics, he began to question, okay, well, on one end, you're saying you want to resolve from the Washington, D.C., our federal government. And then on the other hand, you're saying, I'm going to do it myself kind of thing. And so what I explained to him, and I thought it was a very good question, and I knew where he was leading to, but this is my thinking, and this is what I told him last night. Our government, we want solutions. And I've said this before, it's like going to war and having your commanders-in-chief and your senior officers fight about what weapons to use in the war, when we, the troops, are getting clobbered in the war. We are getting clobbered. And so we have different tools in our hands, and we're trying to figure out what the best tools are going to come from our leadership, but they're trying to figure out what that is. So my resolve is, since they're still trying to figure that out, what are the tools in my hand? What can I do to make a difference? What can I do to change my economy? Can I change even at the minute place or point? And I don't want to say that my home is minute or that, but as an individual in my household, is there something that's marketable? Is there something that I can do to begin to change my economy and do something different? I think so. And the reason I think so is because I'm doing it, I'm living it and walking it out. Again, I lost my baby, my first company, in the 2007 downturn. Very, very traumatic. And I shared last night, once I got over the frustration of that, the difficulty of that, the I can't believe this is happening to me kind of thing, you're going to either do one or two things as an entrepreneur. You're going to either get back in the saddle and do it again, as crazy as that sounds, or you're not going to do it again, and you're going to try to do something that's more conventional, like take your resume out, redesign it, or do whatever you need to do to put your new skills in there and redevelop a brand new resume, or like I said, you're gonna go back and jump into the entrepreneur world of doing business. And entrepreneurs, what's interesting is that if that's in you to do, if it's in you to develop a business or a company, starts out self-employed or sole proprietorship or whatever you're doing, even when you fail and things don't work out, and sometimes, like I said, the failure is based on situations that are around you. Who saw? I didn't see the downturn coming. It took us by surprise. We were going from a nice five-figure company, a six-figure company, to seven figures, and we were excited about that. And all of a sudden, everything stopped and crashed into a wall. So how do you bounce back from that? And so I told him, I do not, and listeners, you need to hear what I'm saying. I do not want anyone, if I can do anything about it, not to slam into that type of wall. I'm not totally convinced that if you have a company in its infancy that it has to fail. I know statistically we see that you'll fail 3 to 4 times before you have a successful business. But I think the reason that that happens and what we have to analyze is whether or not that person starting the business has the tools. What are the resources? What are the things that are working, and what are the things that are not working? And figure that out. And those of us that have been through something, that have been through some successes, that have been through some heartache and some failure, we have the voice to say, I can tell you that's probably not going to work, or a better way to do that, or attack that maybe that weakness or threat in your company, this is a better way of looking at it. And so I want to share in my successes and in my losses on how we can do better. So that was my answer to him, because I'm sure that our government is going to get to some place of consensus. I just would like to trust that they're going to get there. But in the meantime, I think I want to make the choice on my own terms, in terms of what can I do now? Is there something that I can do now? And so I did it. I started Cool Rain Productions. And as a result, I began doing production workshops, media workshops. And then I saw a need for women needing more resources. And so I began doing business workshops and seminars. And so it just kind of began to snowball into something else. And so now I'm doing radio, and I'm telling those that have had some losses, you know, once you're done licking your wounds, and I understand that that's a process, I've done it, then get back in the saddle. Don't quit. Find a way to win. And if we do our part, I believe that locally we can be maybe a solution to our government. Maybe if we begin to work together, and that was my challenge question at the beginning of the hour, business, church, state, can we work together? Is this something that we can do? I'm convinced that our solution is really going to be involved with everyone doing their fair share, everyone taking their part. The Warren Buffett, the middle class, the poor, the anything that you can do, our city civic leaders, what can churches bring to the table? There's an interesting, I'm going to share some information later. I don't want to give that away. You're going to have to tune in to get some information about the Better Business Bureau and Christian businesses. But what I want to deal with is people are asking questions. So they want to know, okay, so one of the other questions that was asked last night was, look it, if people start a business, what are the tax situations? We don't know where anything's going. And, you know, and they began to share some of the risks. And for me, the bottom line is, let me just help you solve this one problem about doing business, starting business, becoming self-employed. It's always going to be risk. In terms of tax laws, they change so fast that the accountants can't keep up with it. They have to, you know, stay on top of the information. That's why you have accountants. After you get to a certain place in your business, you want an accountant, because it's their job to know tax law. But I had a tax accountant share with me and said, look at Margaret, you cannot ever know all the tax laws. They're changing them all the time. At the end of the year, you have all these new tax laws. So there's always risk. I don't know where it's going to be, but I know that if I wait and stick my head in the sand and wait to find out what the solution is going to be, that's not going to help me now. That I may be in a worse situation in 3 months, 6 months, 14 months, and however long that this happens to drag out. Hopefully it will not be 14 months. We don't want to see that. We want to see some results. So let me ask you, listeners, do you think that businesses, individuals, self-employed, churches, state, can we all work together in our communities to help generate new opportunity, that we can see the growth of new businesses, new opportunities? Are there plans and ideas? I've heard in the last couple of weeks in doing these workshops, I have heard some really, really good and great ideas. One person has talked to me about, you know, if you're on unemployment, and this is an interesting dynamic, and in a few weeks, I think probably in October or so, we're going to have Council Member Kenton Chu come on and share about the job market locally here in Silicon Valley. He's a San Jose council member. Now, what can we do in terms of participating in what our local government is doing? You know, so I want to hear, can we, is there something else? Because the people I'm finding have some very interesting solutions, and, you know, it would really be fantastic if they were flown to Washington, D.C., and they could sit down with the president, or they could sit down with Congress and says, here's the voice of the people. These are some solutions. Can we take unemployment, for example, and give people that who want to start businesses an incentive that allow them to maintain their unemployment insurance for, say, 2 to 3 years and help them fuel their business, that they're able to pay their bills, and they can take a small portion of that or some percentage of those resources and begin to rebuild. I think that's not a bad idea. I don't know, you know. So if we're listening to the people, which we should be listening to the people, you're an entrepreneur and you want to start up, the cost of that was one of the questions, the cost, what is the cost? If you want to start a business and you want a startup checklist, cost checklist, I will send that to you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW, and I will send you a startup checklist for your cost on starting a business, and you can email me at businessontheedge@coolrain.com, and I will send you that checklist. I will even go as far as send you a template for a business plan just to get you going. So if you're interested in that, again, email me at businessontheedge@coolrain.com, and I will give you a startup business checklist just to get you moving, get you going. Now, here's a question. Separation of church and state, what the clergy are saying about a slow economy. AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Bay Area's business leader.
KDOW traffic.
Here's your Bay Area traffic update brought to you this time by ThermaCare. And Fremont has been a real sore spot today. Southbound 680 before Scott Creek, another accident. Traffic had been slow already from South Mission, heading down towards an earlier problem in Milpitas near 237, which had multiple lanes blocked. Traffic likely still a bit sluggish through the area. And North 880 in Fremont after South Fremont Boulevard. A wreck there moving out of lanes. Had reports of debris, though. A mattress and box springs in the roadway, which may have touched off that crash. Eastbound 24 heading for the Caldecott Tunnel, right lane reportedly blocked by a stall. For joint or arthritis pain, try ThermaCare in the red box. Just one ThermaCare provides all-day arthritis pain relief, soothes joints, improves flexibility, and gets you moving again. For more traffic information, it's Sigler.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%! Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Hi, this is Bob Crane from the C. Crane Company. And if you're like me, then you really enjoy listening to the radio no matter where you go. But finding a radio that's small enough to pack around and has excellent audio is difficult. At C. Crane, we developed the CCSW Pocket that is small enough to tuck in your briefcase, carry-on, or keep next to you if you enjoy listening to overnight radio. It has been rated by one book as the best travel radio for under $200. The CCSW Pocket gets exceptional AM and FM reception for its size and also comes with the mysterious shortwave band. It comes with a clock, alarm, enough memory to store all of your favorite stations, and of course, great audio for its size. It runs on two AA batteries that will last over 70 hours.
Order the CC Radio SW Pocket for only $49.95 by giving us a call at 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com.
I have a question regards to, it's a variable annuity with a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit.
Hey, Steve, I called you regarding an insurance question. What do you think will be best for her to get?
I'm young enough to do an aggressive portfolio. Now, when I look up aggressive, you know, do some research, some people say, oh, well, you need 80% stocks, 20% bonds.
For answers to the tough questions, listen to Invest Talk weekdays 4 to 5 on 1220 Business Radio.
Washington is hotter than ever. With all the heat between Congress, the White House, and lobbyists, you can depend on Hot Air to shine a light on the issues that matter. Log on to hotair.com and discover something different. Insightful commentary on everything from the economy and the federal deficit to health care and taxation. Hotair.com is the number one political blog online, and it belongs on your online list of favorites. Log on today and find out what you've been missing at hotair.com. Hotair.com.
Is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Because it's not really me, this is my world, and this is who I am, and I'm not trying to give.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, and we're talking about what people are thinking. Does business, church, state, can we work together? Are there some solutions out there? I'm talking about some of the questions that I've gotten in my workshop in the last couple of weeks. Now, here's another thing that I want to share really quick in terms of the separation of church and state. I want to bring in my guest. One of my attendees at the workshop was a pastor, and his name is Pastor Carlos Alvarez, and he is a senior pastor of Jubilee South Valley that was established back in 2004, and he really has a vision to connect people, to work with the community, to help people enjoy even their relationship with God. But there is something that he wants to do that I think is significant to, for us to hear. What are the clergy saying about the slow economy, the businesses and the losses that he's experiencing with the congregation and working with city officials or developing programs that can be outside the standard of what we've seen out of church communities. And so I'd like you to help me welcome Pastor Carlos Alvarez. How are you tonight?
Okay, good evening, Margaret.
Good evening. Okay, so we were talking last night in regards to separation of church and state, and some of the questions that I asked you was, do you think, here's the first question, do you think the church and state, do you think they can work together? Do you think with where our economy is currently at and the slow economy, you have a lot of people that are, you know, in fear and concerned and worried, and I'm sure you're seeing that with some of the people and you're hearing some of the low roar, and we talked about, because of the grant writing class, different approaches to developing programs that could be a broader outreach for the community.
Yeah, I think what churches have to do within themselves is get out of themselves and look beyond the walls and see what they can do as individuals and as a group, what they can bring into their community to help them out.
Right. You know, one of the things that I mentioned last night is that corporations set aside about 5% of their profits to give back into charity. And what we're used to, most of us are used to when we think of church and churches doing something, it's usually overseas. It's some sort of, you know, missions field, or they're feeding, you know, and I'm not saying that there's not important areas in the world that need support, third world countries, excuse me, and, you know, feeding children. You see a lot of commercials on Feed the Children in Africa and India and places like that. But now we have an 18-year high on poverty in America. And so if, let's just say for the sake of argument, that churches giving, the congregation is giving, and so if they're taking 5% of that giving and sending it overseas and not into their local communities, I think there needs to be a shift, or maybe a thinking that maybe you don't send the whole 5%, maybe 3% goes to some place in, you know, in internationally that you prefer it to go, and then 2% goes directly back into your local community. We've not seen anything like that. What do you think about that? Is that something that churches could do or consider?
Yeah, I think they need to consider that. There's so many needs right in their own area. And to look beyond the paradigm and to get with the business officials in the area and ask them, what projects are you doing here that are not getting done, that perhaps I can bring our folks into this and fill that gap for you?
Right. I think that would be refreshing and even a surprise, because we don't, again, we don't see that from the church. We've seen missions. We've seen, okay, of course, feeding homeless and doing youth programs. We see a lot of that. But things that the church could do that's outside the box. So maybe there's people who, I'm sure there's people that have lost their jobs in your congregation. Okay, so maybe they need to change their skill set. So maybe you set up maybe churches set up some night that they can come and learn a new skill set so they can become more marketable in their skills. Because if you can get people back to work, then that's a great opportunity. That's a great thing. We want, if they're working, then they're paying taxes and the city's happy, or maybe with education. So can you give me some idea of some of the things that you would like to do or see?
Well, one of the things that I did do, and I want to encourage pastors and people in churches to do this, is a lot of the cities have leadership programs. I was part of my churches in Morgan Hill, and I was part of Leadership Morgan Hill. And in that, it's actually an educational program that is run as part of the chamber. This particular one is not run by the chamber anymore. They branched off, but they'll teach you or show you how the council members bring about their projects, how they bring about their funding, mm-hmm. what's needed. And when you get that education, it helps you make proper decisions within the guidelines of the community, instead of trying to just go off and do what you want, where you want, when you want. And I think that's been a hindrance to the churches sometimes, instead of working with the community. And within that, there was actually projects, which is part of this mm-hmm. program, that particular class works together to bring about. And in doing that, we were able to help their swim center with some bleachers, and actually there was also a community women's home that we were able to help with some security. But we raised the money and worked right there. I enjoyed it because it was not a church group. There was business members there. There was council members there, all working together to better the community.
Right, right. And see, that's fantastic, because we want to hear something more outside of what we're used to seeing. And again, and I've said this for weeks on the show, that I think, Pastor Carlos, that it's going to take us as individuals, it's going to take us as a community. It's going to take us civic leaders, federal leaders, everyone to really come together and create a unity and a real agenda to say, you know what, we're not going to accept another recession. That's just not what we need to do. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW, the Bay Area's business leader.
Tell us your vision, your goals, your expectations, and Cool Rain Productions promises to deliver production excellence that will successfully promote your next event, corporate commercial, company event, viral video, you name it, they can produce it. They work with the best of the best to deliver the end result that you can be proud of and depend upon. Their rates are affordable, competitive, and scalable. If you want to look like a winner, you have to work with winners. Cool Rain's owner is award-winning corporate producer, Margaret Jackson, and she knows how to win.
My name is Ruth with FixMyScore.org. I've used Cool Rain Productions as my media producer for print and broadcast. Cool Rain Productions is professional. They've met all my timelines. They listen and understand what I was trying to achieve with my business. They have great ideas and insights. Take your organization to new heights with Cool Rain Productions.
Call today for a free quote on your next winning project. 408-990-5854. That's 408-990-5854. Or visit KOOLREIGN.com. Join Cool Rain Productions in the winner's circle.
Hi, this is Merlin Rothfeld, host of Power Trading Radio, live at 3 p.m. every day right here in the Bay Area on KDOW 1220 AM, where we talk about real trades, real people, and real money. Our sponsor, Online Trading Academy, has over 18,000 graduates worldwide, so they really understand how to help traders and investors get the most out of their money. Here's what some of our students have to say.
In May, we took $6,700 in our equities account and turned it into $34,000 by month's end. We were able to capitalize on the stock market crashing.
The Online Trading Academy education has definitely improved my life. It's given me the freedom to know that I don't need a day job.
Call Online Trading Academy right now at 877-338-TRADE and schedule your free half-day class, and you'll receive a free 7-pillar CD course worth $99, absolutely free, yours just for attending. So call 877-338-TRADE right now. Again, that's 877-338-8723. Call today and change your financial future.
Did you know that women make better investors than men?
Yes, I did. And as a member of Phil's gang, I'm on top of the stock market news, trends, and we eliminate all the misleading fundamentals so I can make sound, profit-taking investments and trades. As a member of Phil's gang, Bill Grandy cuts through all the media-driven stories, and we focus right on the flow of the money.
I didn't know that. Tell me more.
Just go to philsgang.com. For only $39.95 a month, you too can become a gang member. That's philsgang.com. Or give him a call at 877-600-GANG.
When waltzing with Phil Grandy, it's best to let him take the lead.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, here I go. Ready?
Anytime there. Okay.
It's a dance that any investor will love.
That's very nice.
And your portfolio will thank you.
That's right.
Phil Grandy.
And I'm just getting wound up.
Weekdays at high noon.
Let's get this show on the road. Phil's Gang with me, Phil Grandy.
On the Bay Area's Business Leader.
Guess who? You got it.
AM 1220 KDOW. Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And my guest tonight is Pastor Carlos, I've been corrected, Alferez. Did I say that right? Alferez. I think I said it too fast. My assistant talks really fast and clumps everything together. And I'm like, what did you say? Okay, so I think I got that right. We are back, and we're shaking the tree a little bit. We're kicking over some sacred cows on talking about the separation of church and state, what people are thinking in this slow economy now with the concern about going back into another recession. But I'm very convinced that if we are aggressive and if we start becoming proactive in our own worlds, that we can make a change. And I did it. So I know you can do it. And so if I'm putting people to work after being just slammed into the proverbial train wreck wall, that's what it looks like in my mind's eye, then I know that you can do the same thing. Because as soon as you put one person to work, taxes are being paid. You're putting yourself to work. You're putting them to work. So you got twice the taxes being paid. And so if we eat the elephant one bite at a time, together, working together and recognizing that we are a community. We're not a nation before we're individuals, before we're families, before we're neighbors, communities, cities. So we have to learn how to find ways to work together. And so, Pastor Carlos, now we on the break you talked about that there's, you used the word giftings. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you think that people have the ability to do?
Well, I just want to encourage all of us out there to not wait for the government or the economy to change in order to let things get better. It's inside of us. We have the potential in us. It was placed there. And we just have to look and see what's in our hand and go forward with that and use those giftings in order to provide. As a pastor, I obviously believe in God, and I know He places those things in us and wants to help us. I believe the relationship is as a father, and as any good father, He wants to take care of us.
Right, right, right. So now, that's interesting in the way that you put that together. So coming into the community and saying, okay, we're going to go back to Morgan Hill and we're going to work with our civic leaders and we want to know what's your need. That's one of the needs for me when I think about it is my son, it's high school. So they may send out, you know, a letter and say, okay, we need, you know, can the parents send Kleenex or can we send cases of water? I think, what if, and again, I'm saying that there's deficits all over the place, and so there's needs. And so if we took 2% of our coffers or churches took 2% of their coffers and said, okay, we're going to either give this directly to our cities and let them pour them into programs that we can pick and choose and says, okay, would you put this into this program? That's pretty much what churches do, okay? So they give an offering and maybe there's a program that you have and that resource goes to that program. And so in return, if you did that with the cities or high schools and said, or middle schools and said, I know that you guys need, you know, 100 cases of bottled water just in case there's an earthquake because there's been so many budget cuts. They are cutting, you know, we got budget cuts in education. We got budget cuts in our military. You know, we're not getting the what we would like to see with the taxes with the wealthy, but it looks like that we're taking all of the hits right here, middle class. And if it keeps going, there will be no middle class. You know, we're going to either be poor or rich. So for a pastor, is that realistic? We got about 1 minute.
Wow. Okay. We want to help. And I think what's happened with the separation of church and state, as we were talking a little bit earlier, is that it's important to, and there's a key word out there, tolerance, to be politically correct about tolerance. And as a pastor, I don't always feel that we're tolerated sometimes.
Right.
There was a church in our community, there's two high schools, and they had prom dresses.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to give these to the girls. One school let them, and the other school wasn't sure.
Sure.
And
sure.
One girl actually snuck over thinking she was getting something okay. She wasn't really supposed to.
Right. We'll be back. You're listening to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Here's your Bay Area traffic update brought to you this time by ThermaCare. North 101 San Francisco, still heavy, 280 out towards the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge. Now they've got a little bit of a better situation northbound with four lanes, but southbound is now backed up through the Waldo Tunnel to Spencer Avenue with only two available lanes for the ride into San Francisco. Continued slow traffic in Fremont, south 680 from South Mission, heading down towards 237 thanks to an earlier accident, and there was another crash near Scott Creek that has limped off to the right-hand shoulder. Expect delays at the Caldecott Tunnel from Claremont up to a stall just before the Boers. For joint or arthritis pain, try ThermaCare in the red box. Just one ThermaCare provides all-day arthritis pain relief, soothes joints, improves flexibility, and gets you moving again. For more traffic information, SigAlert.com, Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%. Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Over 600,000 users worldwide trust it.
iTunes?
It's got a 99% deliverability rating.
iPizza?
It helps people in business do more business.
I don't know.
iContact.com.
I knew it!
iContact connects you with your customers and keeps you connected. iContact is trusted email marketing made simple. You simply create or customize marketing letters, newsletter templates, tips, tricks, special deals, whatever your customer wants to see. Then use iContact to spread the word, turnkey, for less than $9 a month. iContact connects you with the people interested in what you have to say. And its easy-to-use custom software tracks your response by customer, so you'll know what they like and what they love. Try iContact's trusted email marketing program free for 2 months when you use the code word CONNECT and sign up at iContact.com. It's profitable and it's affordable at less than $9 a month. It's trusted email marketing made simple. iContact.com. Promo code CONNECT.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, and we're talking about what people are thinking and whether or not businesses, churches, and the state, civic leaders, can we work together. And I have in the studio with me Pastor Carlos Alvarez, and I say it like that because I was corrected in the last segment. I want to make sure I say Alvarez correctly and properly. And if you're interested in his church is JubileeSouthValley.org. If you want to visit and find out a little bit more about what they're doing and what they want to do in the community, go to www.JubileeS.org. And again, if you're interested in entrepreneur or you have a nonprofit idea and you need a startup checklist for any one of those two categories, email me at businessontheedge@coolrain.com, or if you want to come to one of my workshops, email me and I will get you connected with all of those opportunities and tools. Now, at the end of the last segment, you were talking about, before we get to that, I want to share something, and I thought I would wait to share it, but I have this thing, and I'm not sure that pastors and churches realize this, and maybe this is something that can be shared with your congregation. But years ago, when I started my first company, I had a conversation with the Better Business Bureau. And, you know, sometimes when people are wanting to do business with businesses in the community, they'll contact the Better Business Bureau to see, you want to check out and see what kind of rating they have, and they're asking questions. And now, of course, you can go online and get a lot of information. And what I was told is that businesses owned by Christians as I wouldn't say all, I'm sure it's probably not just all businesses owned by Christians, but they do not give back to their communities. They told me that they will give to their churches, they'll volunteer for the programs, but they do not give back into the community. And I thought, wow, you know, that's something that, you know, I always want to give back into the community. You know, I have my own church and I give, but I have always given back to the community. We have done so many things, and I love participating in my community. I love participating and seeing kids who can't afford to play football during the summer, that we can sponsor the kids, or we send a busload of kids to one of the, you know, the police have their programs that they take at-risk kids to these all-star games. And so we purpose We purpose to do things that can tie back to the community, because I don't think it is just things that, you know, Christian business owners should consider and should understand, that you should also be giving back to your community.
Yeah, as we were talking last night, I made a statement about the mindset of welfare and how the government has done that, and I felt, I truly feel this, that the government shouldn't be responsible for welfare, that I believe that it's the church's right. failure, and the government had to step in and do something for people that needed help, that right. if the church as a whole would work together and provide for the, not just people in their church, but their community as a whole,
right.
the government may have never had to get into this.
Right.
But
right.
but we need to mature, grow up, and reach out to the community, do good, honest businesses, and see where the help is needed.
Right, right. Now, in the last segment, you were ending with a story about two different high schools and some prom dresses.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish that. That I wanted to clarify that these prom dresses were donated and prepared because they're very expensive, and they wanted girls to be able to go, whether they're in the church or not.
Right.
And they were just given to them,
right?
And like I said, one school allowed it, and one wasn't sure, and that's where. And I understand their position as well, because many times when churches are allowed in, they don't know the rules or ask what the guidelines are, mm-hmm. and they overstep their boundaries, and it causes the school a lot of heartache. So actually, our church, when we started, we helped the school where we were at, and. Because they rented the building to us, but we also did extra paint, and we had a contractor who was able to give their classrooms new carpets, things that needed to be done. Right. We just did it because we appreciated them allowing us to be there.
Right, right. And so that's really, you're kind of like one of the unsung heroes that we don't hear about. But one of the things that I did teaching the class last night, because the workshops are open to anyone who wants to come. We have a nominal fee for the classes, but they're open to those that are looking to do and launch their dreams, launch ideas, businesses, nonprofit organizations. So I don't pick and choose between who comes. I am very open to, if you got a dream and you got a vision and you need some help, I am here to help you. And one of the things that I shared, and not to be offensive, but Christians tend to scare people with their language. And when you're talking to them, and it's like, what are you talking about? I just want to buy a bag of pencils, and you're quoting scriptures at me. And so it makes it difficult for people to engage in terms of business. So how is that resolved? And so what do you think about that? Because that's a reality. And sometimes there's this, you know, thing where other businesses or vendors or you have these services, and like you said, you know you couldn't work with both of the schools for whatever reason, because I think people are a little gun shy and they don't want to be preached to, you know. And so how is that, how do you deal with that?
I think, like I said earlier, first step is just to understand what the requirements are, what the guidelines are, and to make sure that you stay within them and don't overstep them, so that you're there to help them and not create extra phone calls from a complaining parent.
Sure. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge, and we're talking about business, church, state. Can we work together? Are there some new things that we can see for the churches to do in the communities? I'd like to see that happen. I think that's a fantastic way of maybe rebuilding the confidence in what people are people's mindsets with regards to the church community. We'd like to see, you know, them doing stuff without always thinking that they're going to be Bible beat, but help build businesses, help bring opportunities and give into our education system, give into our civic centers, without always expecting that we need to give you a donation. So again, AM 1220 KDOW, Business in the Edge, Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., your Bay Area business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Here's your Bay Area traffic update brought to you by ThermaCare. The metering lights have been turned off at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Traffic, though, is backed up into the maze on the West 80 and West 580 approaches, but it's moving better now across the upper deck and into San Francisco. North 101 delays from Cesar Chavez to the lower deck, and still delays getting to the Golden Gate Bridge, but now on the southbound 101 approach out of Marin. It's slow from at least Spencer Avenue down onto the span. There are two southbound lanes and four northbound lanes. So the northbound ride is much improved. South 101 slow Marshtown to Oregon Expressway, and North 101 slowing from Whipple up to 92. For joint or arthritis pain, try ThermaCare in the red box. Just one ThermaCare provides all-day arthritis pain relief, soothes joints, improves flexibility, and gets you moving again. For more traffic information at Sigler.com, Michael Green with Bay.
Tell us your vision, your goals, your expectations, and Cool Rain Productions promises to deliver production excellence and will successfully promote your next event, corporate commercial, company event, viral video, you name it, they can produce it. They work with the best of the best to deliver the end result that you can be proud of and depend upon. Their rates are affordable, competitive, and scalable. If you want to look like a winner, you have to work with winners. Cool Rain's owner is award-winning corporate producer, Margaret Jackson, and she knows how to win.
My name is Ruth with FixMyScore.org. I've used Cool Rain Productions as my media producer for print and broadcast. Cool Rain Productions is professional. They've met all my timelines. They listen and understand what I was trying to achieve with my business. They have great ideas and insights. Take your organization to new heights with Cool Rain Productions.
Call today for a free quote on your next winning project. 408-990-5854. That's 408-990-5854. Or visit KOOLREIGN.com. Join Cool Rain Productions in the winner's circle.
It's the shirt you wear most, an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code MEN. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code MEN.
We are mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
The explosion of data within our companies provides tremendous opportunity.
But we need the right tools to take advantage of it.
IBM Cognos Express is the first and only
integrated business intelligence and planning solution
built and priced to meet the needs of mid-sized companies.
Solutions start at $25 per user per month. Go to ibm.com/engine/Cognos.
Price assumed a 36-month full payout and is subject to change by IBM without notice.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%! Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And we've been talking about what people are thinking in the community, what the clergy is thinking, whether or not business, churches can work together, civic leaders, us as individuals. Can we work together in building a new, you know, I almost feel like we're building a new world, like we're coming over on, you know, historically, you know, because it is a new world. We're looking at things in a new way. The economy, the slowing of the economy. And again, I'm convinced that we can do something about our personal situations, start there, and then begin to give other people work. And so our guest has been Pastor Carlos Alvarez and of Jubilee South Valley. And if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about his church and take it for a kick drive or a spin, go to www.jubileesamvisinvictor.org. I think he has some really great ideas in terms of working with the community and getting outside, I think, what we have stereotyped churches or clergy as is just focused on maybe in-reach programs and overseas programs, international missions and things like that. But I think the United States is also, I would consider, a type of mission field that we need those to give back into our coffers. And if churches would take a portion, maybe 2% of their offerings, and specifically pour it back into their local government, their local civic organizations, and says, okay, like what my guest said, Pastor Carlos is saying, what do you need? What are the programs that you need help with? And we're not just expecting a prayer and God bless you and I hope you do better. You know, I don't think that God is like that. I think that if we can say, you know what, if they're praying for you and they're giving you a $5,000 check to pour into something that is going to help us maybe develop new skills for people that have lost their jobs. Maybe it's pouring into the education system and says, here, we want to help, you know, buy books this year. Something. But I think it's going to take all of us. And I know that I'm kind of messing with this separation of church and state thing and kicking over this cow, but we really have to get down to the basics. If we're going to see something happen and change in our nation, then it's going to take each one of us doing our part. So I'm excited about that. And again, if you are a nonprofit, or you want to start a nonprofit, or you want to start a business, entrepreneur, email me at businessontheedge@coolrain.com, and I will email you a startup checklist so you can figure out your costs, you can figure out what you want to do, and I'll even send you a template for a business plan and even some nonprofit information if you're looking for grant funding. I just finished a grant writing workshop, and in addition to that, if you want to come to any of my workshops, I will send you information to that as well. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge at CoolRain.com. In the upcoming weeks, probably sometime in November, we're going to have Councilmember Canson Chu come in, and we're going to talk to him about job markets. We're going to talk to him about what he thinks should happen, small business, and we're going to talk to him about what he thinks about clergy participating in helping him accomplish what he's trying to accomplish in San Jose. The Bay Area's business leader, KDOW, AM 1220.